Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. Good evening and welcome aboard. It is Sports Overnight America across the country and around the globe. iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio. You can check out our app 24/7, 365. Go to the Apple Store, and you can also go to Google Play and download Sports Overnight America, our app. Check it out. Click on Listen Live. Get weather conditions, get scores, and get interviews, highlights, podcasts, and the whole presentation of our platform here. Marty Terrell, Dominic Jimenez produces and contributes tonight. We are going to load you up with Zayd Hussein, who's live in Vegas. He can give you the pulse on what's going on in terms of the NFL out there. Obviously, the Super Bowl is their biggest year, and that's right around the corner. But after tonight, we will be down to eight, the Elite Eight, right? One of these teams, the Rams or Vikings, going home. And it could be a case where we're talking 0 for L.A., I mean, when you speak about it. But you got to throw in 0 for Arizona? Because that's where the game's being played due to the wildfires in Southern California. So SoFi Stadium will not be utilized. They will use State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Again, that building is hosted NFL playoffs, a franchise, Final Fours, college football championships. I think I was there for what, Clemson, Ohio State, or was it Clemson, Alabama? I think it was Clemson, Alabama. But anyway, I think it was Clemson, Ohio State, now that I think about it. But anyhow, we will recap the weekend, but we're going to spend more time tonight into the overnight of breaking down these matchups coming up. And the most compelling, without a doubt, will be the Sunday night Baltimore Ravens visiting the Buffalo Bills. The two leading candidates for MVP, Josh Allen, will win it. And Lamar Jackson has before. Baltimore with a rollicking win. Not a surprise there. 28-14 over the Steelers. It wasn't that close. But we'll look back. And then Buffalo had really a little weird start. Got down 7-0 to Denver. But Denver couldn't stop the run. Allen didn't even have to really put his A game together. It was really about their defense, the Bills, and their running attack. So we'll get to that. Zayd Hussein will lead it off. And then Nick Douglas, he will be in Atlanta a week from tonight for the national championship game, Notre Dame and Ohio State. And we come back here on Sports Overnight, presented by Geico and Geico.com. Next time.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better?
I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Sports Overnight America presented by Geico Insurance at Geico.com, by Rocket Mortgage, and our friends at Rocket are all pumped up for the Lions. Boy, they're bracing. They think they've got a absolute, not a shoe-in. Four teams have never been to a Super Bowl. Detroit Lions, Jacksonville Jaguars, the Cleveland Browns, and can you name the fourth? Are you ready? Detroit Lions, Jacksonville Jaguars, Cleveland Browns. Can you name the fourth one, Zaid Hussain? How are you, buddy? Live from Vegas. What's going on? How you doing, Zaid?
Doing great, Marty. I'm trying to think. The fourth team to not make the Super Bowl. Man, I don't know. I don't know. Hit me with it.
Do you know Dominic? Let's see if we can get Dom in here, do a little trivia to get people whet their appetite here. Jacksonville, it's obvious. They won a playoff game over the weekend.
Houston. It has to be Houston.
There you go. Yep. The Houston Texans. There you go. Those are the four teams, Detroit. I know. The Texans are one of the easiest teams to forget when you're breaking down the NFL. All right. Well, let's look forward till we look back. How do you see this divisional round coming up? Honestly, I think this is one of the best divisional NFL playoff weekends we are about to see Saturday and Sunday. And I'm not going to be full of hyperbole and blather here, but I will tell you without bloviating, this has a chance, at least on paper. You got to play the games. This is a absolutely scintillating divisional round, and we still don't know who the eighth team is. We'll find out tonight. Rams and Vikings, the winner will emerge and head to Philadelphia. So you tell me your overview, and obviously Buffalo-Baltimore just looks absolutely delicious. Let me hear from you, Zaid. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think when you look at Buffalo-Baltimore, what both teams do really, really well is it's almost like every team in the NFL is playing for three downs, and with Buffalo and Baltimore, you really have four total downs because these guys make use of every single down offensively. When you get to third and four or third and even third and five when you're with the Ravens or with the Bills, as long as they get to fourth and one or fourth and two, they're going to go for it almost every single time, even on their own 40. I'd say on their own 40 or better, they're going for it. And I think what you're seeing with the Bills is almost what you saw last year with the Eagles. You get to that fourth and one, and you're just going to push with Josh Allen to get that first down. And they're not really having trouble picking it up. They're picking up those first downs with ease. And then you look at the Ravens side. You know, when Lamar has, when you have Derrick Henry running down your throat, and then you have Lamar who could pull the ball right out and take it himself, they're giving defenses so much trouble. And I think now you put them against each other, I think it's going to come down to really who makes a mistake. If whoever plays mistake-free football in that game wins that game. I think the first turnover is crucial for either team. Whoever makes that mistake first is going to lose this game next week.
All right. Our NFL beat guy this year and at-large contributor, Zaid Hussain, brought to you by Rocket Mortgage, as he had a close eye on the NFC North this year. I just want to get to this before we get to tonight's game and then and look ahead to the weekend. Zaid, here's where I want to go with you. I honestly feel with Lamar going up against Josh Allen, this almost feels and may be on par with those epic battles between Brady and Peyton Manning. Now, look, at some people say, well, wait, Mahomes has to be in the conversation. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that at all. I think what we're seeing right now is, and I'm not saying Mahomes isn't the best quarterback. I'm not saying that. But if you contextualize it into what we're going to see Sunday in Buffalo, at least on paper, this harkens back to Brady Manning. The stakes are that high. Let me hear from you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think both these teams, while you're looking at probably the two best quarterbacks this year in Jackson and Mahomes, or Jackson and Allen, I'm sorry. I think with them, they're always going to be looking at that big brother Patrick Mahomes right there in their sights. If they win, they're probably going to be playing the Chiefs. And I think, you know, boy, if you're the Chiefs, you dodged a bullet, because you go from, you know, having to play these type of teams in you know, the second round, divisional round, to now you have that bye. Now you're going to play the Houston Texans, which is a very, very winnable game for them. They're probably going to be real big favorites in that game. And so basically you're a Chiefs team that's coasting to the AFC Championship almost, and then you have that real matchup of the Bills, Ravens. But to avoid both those teams in the second round for KC, that's absolutely huge for them.
All right, let's back up, and then we'll come back to these games on the weekend. We'll go through them one by one briefly. But we got to get to tonight, Monday into a Tuesday on Sports Overnight America, presented by GEICO and Rocket Mortgage. My question is, you know, the Rams obviously displaced out of their home field. I don't know what kind of fan base they have to travel. It's not the Super Bowl. It is a first-round game. It'll be very interesting. Who knows? I mean, the NFL doesn't give anything away. They're not giving away free tickets, I'll guarantee you that. What kind of turnout do you expect tonight? How do you see this game? Because a lot of people think this is a head-scratcher, that Minnesota, with all the numbers they put up this year, Darnold with 35 touchdown passes this year, 12 picks. Stafford only with 20 touchdown passes this year for Los Angeles. They were banged up for a lion's share, no pun intended, part of the year. How do you see this game tonight, and what do you expect to see inside State Farm Stadium in Glendale?
You know, I think, Marty, when you look at this game, you see a well-rested Rams team. You got to remember, this is a team that had the benefit to rest some of their players, and now they're coming in on a Monday. And I really think, you know, oh, them moving out of home field, everyone's acting like it's kind of a big deal. But I don't think it is, because, you know, the Rams, honestly, in L.A. really don't have much of a fan base where it's like, okay, you got hardcore guys. It's not like it's a game where it's in KC and it's moving out of KC. Completely different type of scenario here. And now you look at McVay with a lot of rest. You have to lean towards the guy with the better head coach, but then you can't really ignore what the Vikings have done this year. But Sam Darnold's first playoff game, you may see some jitters out of him. You know, he didn't really perform well last week in a high-pressure situation against the Lions. You know, I know a lot of people like the Rams. For me, I think this is an absolute toss-up game. I think it's going to come down to who out-coaches who, and I think you have to ride with Sean McVay here. I think there's going to be a lot of points, Marty. I really think both teams execute, and we see a ton of points. I like the over.
All right, Zaid putting the opinion out there, and he's giving McVay the nod of the cap, and that sounds like a Ram win, and then get on a plane and head to Lincoln Financial to take on the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, let's look ahead to the weekend. But you know what? Because you kept a close eye on the NFC North, can you believe how bad Green Bay was? Four picks out of Love. Now, one of them was, you know, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. The play calling was brutal. They're down. They get the ball back. They obviously, it's in four down territory. The play calling, I don't know who the hell was calling the plays, whether it was LaFleur or whatever, But Jordan Love, on two successive plays, second and third down, he hands the ball to a backup running back straight up the gut for no gain on each play. And then they have the audacity to throw an out pattern to the sideline to a unheralded, little-known receiver who doesn't have the smarts to get 2 feet down, and they turn the ball over. I'm telling you, and the only thing we know is that the Green Bay plane landed safely back in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Because other than that, they had a day from hell yesterday in Philadelphia. Go ahead. Quick take on the Packers.
Yeah, I think when you look at Green Bay, we kind of saw a foreshadowing of what's to come. I mean, this is a team that I know they pulled Jordan Love early, but against the, you know, my Chicago Bears, and Marty, we know how bad my Chicago Bears have been throughout the year. You know, the Bears found a way to win. So, and when's the last time the Bears beat Green Bay? I think it was 11 straight matchups Green Bay had won and dominated. Yep. So I think when I saw that and I looked at them going on the road to play an Eagles team, which I thought the Eagles didn't even play that well, and they still won by, you know, a decent margin. So I think it was something that I saw coming, and overall, I think that there's a lot of questions that need to be answered this offseason in regards to coaching and, you know, maybe getting better weapons for wide receivers, because it looks like those wide receivers are dropping like flies.
All right, if there's going to be an upset on this divisional round this weekend, and we still have to wait the outcome of Rams and Vikings, is it Texans over Chiefs? Is it Commanders shocking the world and knocking off the Lions? There can be no upset in the Ravens-Bills game because it's basically a toss-up game. That'll be 6:30 Eastern time on Sunday night. And then we'll have either the Rams or the Vikings against the Eagles, and that would be a mild upset. The Eagles will be slight favorites in Philadelphia. Is there going to be an upset this weekend, or do you expect things to hold serve here?
Marty, I'm calling it now, and I said this last round when I was on with Ty last week. The Washington Commanders getting 8.5 points this weekend against the Lions is way too many points. I think Jaden Daniels is going to run wild on Detroit, and I think Washington had a real, real good shot of winning this game outright. I think when you look at what Sam Darnold did, you know, they got stopped multiple times on the goal line, but if you switch it over and look at a guy like Jaden Daniels, who can escape the pocket, who can, you know, he's a huge rushing threat. And the way he's been delivering the ball down the field, I mean, he looked electric last week. You got weapons with Terry McLaurin and Zach Ertz playing really well. Zacchaeus, too. This team is dangerous, and they're a team that has nothing to lose going into Detroit. I think they can absolutely light it up, and I could see them beating the Lions this weekend in a huge upset.
I don't disagree insofar as I'm worried about Daniels in the bright lights of a game on the road in Detroit against a fan base that is going to blow the roof off that building. I'm concerned about the stakes being a little too high for a very talented rookie quarterback. Let's end that on that note. You tell me. He's going to handle it, you think?
Yes, I think he is a star in the making, and I think he's going to be a superstar in the future. You look at what he did going into Tampa and knocking off the Bucs as underdogs. And, man, he's just – the way he's been playing and making these reads have just been second to none. And I think the wide receiver core is very, very underrated here. Terry McLaurin has made some great plays. And then you got a good tight end with Zach Ertz. This is a team that's playing with absolutely nothing to lose. I think that they come out there this weekend and they shock everybody. I like them getting 8.5 points. They're 8.5-point underdogs. I think that's way too high.
That would be a tremendous, tremendous pick if it happened. Zaid, enjoy Vegas. We appreciate you. We'll count down towards a football Friday, get you back on. Thank you so much, Zaid. Great job out of you.
Thanks, Marty. Take care.
All right. There you go. Zaid doing his fight game stuff, some MMA stuff out in Sin City out in Vegas. So we'll come back here on Sports Overnight America. We'll sweep the bottom of the hour and then Nick Douglas on college football. Don't go away.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a Monday sports overnight into a early Tuesday morning. We got alternating hours throughout the night. Jeff and Jen Rich live from Phoenix. Now, they've got the game right in their backyard tonight. I almost wanted to call Jeff and put him up or get Jen on because I'm fully expecting that they're going to have a really good breakdown of that game. Now, when they hit the airwaves live, let me think here now. Will that game be over? They come on at, Dom, what time do they come on? Is
they
it
come
10 o'clock?
On at 10 p.m. Pacific. The game should be over.
Game will be over. So they've got a great opportunity. I'm almost jealous. They're going to have some great content as we will be down to the Elite Eight. All right. I'm stunned, and I'm not going to challenge you, but you told me it's your head over your heart in picking the Vikings over the Rams. You said Stafford's older than dirt, so what's that make me? A dinosaur, number one. Number two, Darnold's had a hell of a year. Now, a lot of it's when you got Justin Jefferson, it's a really, the best receiver in the game, in my opinion, plus a running attack to balance it off and a lot of play action. Very well coached, great play calling, unlike the Green Bay Packers. I'm just stunned. I'm starting to see it your way only in because I would figure the Rams would be at least, a 4 to 6 point favorite. And this is basically at a neutral site, and that kind of throws things into a little bit of a gray area. So my question for you is, this isn't your own personal, Northern California, I don't like Southern California bias. You really think it's the Vikings tonight, huh?
100%. No matter what team won in the NFC West this year, I was not going to be confident in whoever they played in the first round. The Seahawks had major flaws. The Cardinals had major flaws. The 49ers, major flaws. The Rams have flaws. Not having Aaron Donald this year made a big difference. Matt Stafford hasn't been 100% healthy all year. Cooper Kupp hasn't been healthy. Puka Nacua hasn't been healthy. Kyren Williams hasn't been healthy, and he's got a fumbling problem. Blake Corum, if Williams fumbles a couple times, guess what? Blake Corum's got a broken forearm. It's just not the Rams team that won the Super Bowl a few years ago, and you know they're having kicking problems with the kid out of Stanford. It's just not a team that is inspiring. Could they win? Absolutely. They've got a Super Bowl winning quarterback who's a veteran at the helm. I just like what the Vikings can do. Their defense may not be the best defense, but they're opportunistic. Kevin Van Ginkle, I think, had two or three interceptions off screens. Marty, he's a defensive end slash outside linebacker, okay? Mm-hmm. He shouldn't be intercepting and housing touchdowns, but he is. And I think they're an opportunistic defense. On the offensive side, Aaron Jones is the forgotten man in this team because they've got Justin Jefferson and the story about Sam Darnold and Jordan Addison, who had a great rookie year last year, and T.J. Hockenson. And Josh Naylor gets a lot of media time, but he's a very good player. The offense is solid, and I think they can exploit the Rams' deficiencies, and I think the Vikings win this game.
Well, I would not be surprised at the least. No question about that. All right, I'm going to run through, and then I'll revisit you after a few minutes, Dom. But I'm going to take you through the weekend now. We'll start on Saturday with the early game. And this, to me, and we could be 0 for L.A. If Dom's right and it's the Vikings tonight, then L.A., in addition to wildfires and just, you know, horrific situation, obviously – both their NFL teams would be showing the door in their first-round playoff matchup. So, Chargers, look, they laid an egg. I mean, they just laid an egg. Herbert was, you can't play any worse, can you? The Texans, Nico Collins, Stroud showed us why he was as good as he was a year ago. He quickly dispelled the notion that the sophomore jinx can carry over into postseason. Now, look, at the Texans are now going into the deep end of the pool. They're going to travel to Kansas City. But for a one-off and a one playoff game, that is a very impressive win by the Texans. Now, it was NRG. It was a home game. But not only did they beat the Chargers, they throttled them. I mean, they absolutely throttled them. And the Chargers just looked clueless. I mean, they just looked absolutely clueless. And Harbaugh, I mean, that game, I don't know. It was just hard to get your head around how bad the Chargers were. So far, LA is 0-1, and we got Rams-Vikings tonight. All right, and then the late game on Saturday night while we were on the air with Sports Weekend, the final score doesn't really tell you the dominance by the Ravens. Lamar Jackson at one point ran the ball 6 or 7 straight times. Now you tell me, it's probably never happened I guarantee it hasn't happened in postseason. And I don't know. I'd have to go back to the days perhaps when the NFL players were wearing leather helmets. A quarterback running 6 or 7 consecutive plays. I mean, that's unheard of. Absolutely unheard of. I mean, I sat there and watched this. Now this wasn't just, you know, tush push material. This was out of the shotgun, you know, pretty much design plays. I think there was one where he just got under center and quickly, I think he took a step right and then went left and picked up the first down. But the reality is, and then he throws the ball well enough. Andrews had a big game. Their defense came up big. And it was just, you know, Pittsburgh was just not ready. They just weren't ready. And it really wasn't the quarterbacking situation. Wilson showed some glimpses. But really, this was a dominating performance, and it really wasn't that close. What really stung, though, is when it went from 21-0 to 21-7, you figured Pittsburgh would have to at least score the next time they touched the ball. And then what happens? Boom. Derrick Henry rips off a long touchdown. At 21-7, it was a matter of time. And then we went, 28-14 or 28-7, 28-14 final. And there was no garbage town touchdown. A lot of people for people who, you know, obviously pay attention to those things. That a lot of people in Baltimore and, you know, the people watching this stuff for that reason were worried about a backdoor cover. Did not help. All right, let's quickly turn to Sunday. I mean, look at the Broncos got off to a 7-0 lead. The way they analyzed this game with us, they were just a 7-point underdog. It was a lot of people thought, well, you know, Knicks. But this is why I'm throwing the rookie quarterback Jordan Daniels, even though he was impressive on Sunday night. I got to tell you, Bo Nix showed why rookies on that stage, and granted, it's against Buffalo. But again, 7-0, and then, you know, the Bills just put it on cruise control. The Broncos could not stop the run, could not stop the run. And when you don't do that, it's just a matter of time before they're going to set you up with play action. You're going to overcommit on running plays, and then Josh Allen's going to go down the field, throw over the top, throw ins and outs, dump offs over the middle or off to the right, off to the left, and march right down the field. And that's what they did. So easy one there. Bills roll on. 31-7 over the Broncos. Now, can the Packers get off to a worse start? I mean, you fumble the opening kickoff. I mean, come on. I didn't like the call one iota. I thought the ball was dead. The ball got wrestled away. It was a rugby scrum. I thought it was a terrible call, especially the replay. But anyways, the Eagles, 22-10 over the Packers, and you just cannot underestimate or overstate, rather, how poorly the Packers played. From the play calling to special teams, just poor tacklings, and how many players got hurt in that game in terms of Green Bay. Oh, my Lord. One right after another, they were falling like flies. And then Commanders last night, Jordan Daniels over Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Hey, Baker Mayfield, that's a terrible, terrible turnover. It happens. And the Commanders go to Detroit. That's the reward. We're coming back. Nick Douglas, we got college football to talk about. We are Sports Overnight America, presented by Geico Insurance. Don't go away.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
All right, talk of the world of sports here on a Monday night into a Tuesday morning. We'll be down to the Elite Eight NFL divisional round this weekend. We wait for Rams and the Vikings tonight at State Farm in Glendale. And with the winner moving on to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles, that'll be the 3 o'clock Eastern window. Then we got 6:30 Sunday night, Buffalo and Baltimore. And then, obviously, the double dip on Saturday. You're going to get the Lions and Commanders, which should be interesting as well. A lot of people think, you know, Detroit may just get caught looking past. I don't see it. I just don't. Coach Campbell played the game. He understands that you got to, you know, it's one thing to say it, but you got to execute and you got to do it. But, yeah, that window, on Saturday, that'll be the night game, by the way. That'll be the 8 o'clock. I misspoke. And then you got Texans, Chiefs, and a lot of people think that'll be fait accompli. But Stroud and the Texans got a little mojo coming in. But again, we'll watch on L.A. tonight, L.A. Rams. That'll be at 8 o'clock Eastern. And Jeff and Jen Rich, alternating hours throughout the overnight, will have all their analysis and post-game react. So we look forward to that. All right, let's get him in here. He's going to be our guy at the national championship game, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Atlanta, Georgia. That'll come up 1 week from tonight in Atlanta. He's Nick Douglas. Nick, welcome aboard, pal, and looking forward to having you report with your time down in Atlanta coming up Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. How you doing, pal?
Yes, sir, Marty. I'm doing amazing. Looking forward to putting a bow on this season. This has been a wild ride. Reminisce of that in 2007 where, you know, you had all kinds of crazy upsets and everything. Well, lots of parity this season, as we all know, so really, really excited and grateful for the opportunity to cover. And, yeah, I mean, we've got quite the ball buster ahead of us with Ohio State and Notre Dame.
No question about it. All right, let's look back before we look ahead, and we'll go out of order. I want to go right to, you know, Texas and Ohio State. That touchdown before the half was almost hard to get your head around. Almost, not even almost, it was hard to get your head around. A little flare dump off screen to Travion Henderson goes 75 yards for a touchdown. Now, we got the Sawyer and the fumble recovery and the other stuff, but don't forget, Texas came back even after that touchdown to go up 14-7. Texas tied the game at 14. I mean, an absolute head scratcher. So let's back up and let's do Texas and Ohio State and just, I don't know. And a lot of people think that, you know, and Notre Dame's probably going to be, if they're not already, a double-digit underdog. Let's go ahead, Nick. Take us back to Texas, Ohio State, and we'll take a peek at Penn State and Notre Dame as well. Go ahead. Let me hear.
Yeah, Marty, this is a wild one. And, you know, we're starting to see what a longer playoff format looks like in college football, and it reminds me of longer format playoffs in basketball where defenses really show up and every point is scarce. I mean, you've got four sacks for Ohio State in this game, two sacks for Texas. You had lots of turnovers across the board, 12 punts combined, 6-6 apiece in that game. So it just shows that, you know, all of a sudden the high-flying offenses and the 44-38 games, you know, those are done by the time the playoff rolls around. But with that, you're going to have certain things slip through the crack. And I agree, Marty. I mean, this Travion Henderson screen pass was meant to run the clock out. I mean, that should have been it. And it reminded me a lot of the Sugar Bowl where Notre Dame took the opening kick in the second half to the house. And there was just no turning back there for Notre Dame when that happened. Now, the third quarter, it was just back and forth, back and forth. You know, Ewers did punch one in there at the end. And then you've got you got a tie ball game going into the fourth. I thought this was anyone's game, and then you know, Judkins turned it on, of course, and obviously you had your strip sack at the end, which was just a wild ending to the game. But yeah, I mean, I thought Ohio State deserved to win this game. This wasn't one of those where they sort of just scooted by, or there were a lot of big mistakes, and they got through with it. But you know, when you allow 75 yards with 13 seconds left to close out the first half for a touchdown, I don't see how you win very many football games, let alone championship football games.
It was absolutely stunning. It really and truly was. We're talking to Nick Douglas. He has been our SEC guy and our national college football guy. And we're going to have outstanding coverage from Atlanta, too. Mike Griffith from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and Nick Douglas. And Nick's doing a great job, not only on the radio, but doing an outstanding job with our Instagram and our social media, Nick. And we are very, very happy how much effort you've rolled up your sleeves and really done an outstanding job. Now, one more on Texas, Ohio State. If I had told you before that game even kicked off that Jeremiah Smith, their much ballyhooed true freshman, was going to have one catch for 3 yards, would you have wanted me drug tested or fired or both?
Well, honestly, Marty, I would say neither. I just would have told you that, you know, I would have wanted to turn the game off at halftime because Texas would be running away with it.
I mean, that's that. Now, there are reports
I thought the game would be over. Yeah.
There are some reports that he was hurt. He might have been hurt on a play early on in the game. I never saw anything. I didn't see him wince. But there's people now that are going back almost like the Zabruta film, frame by frame, saying this is where he got hurt and that he was basically reduced to a decoy the rest of the night. I don't know if that's true or whatever, but that's coming from the winning side, not the losing side. Usually when stories emanate like that, it's an excuse for the losers. All right, let's go back. Notre Dame, Penn State. Boy, talk about a game. You know, I mean, just a phenomenal football game. I'll tell you, Drew Aller is going to absolutely have nightmares about throwing into double coverage there. A lot of people think, you know, that it was Franklin. You got to play for overtime there. What are you doing trying to force the issue? I do not agree with that. If you don't think so, go back to 2001. You're telling me back when the Patriots won their first Super Bowl against the Rams in New Orleans that John Madden and Pat Summerall were screaming, what are they doing? What are they doing? Belichick told Brady. They told Kevin Falk. They told anybody that would listen. We're going down the field, and it set up a Vinatieri field goal to win it, 46 yarder at the gun. Now that might be a little bit of a shaky analogy, but I think it fits. Did you have any issue with Penn State going for it and then ultimately throwing the pick that cost them the game?
Yeah, Marty, we dove into this with Tyler last week. You know, I think that is a coaching decision. The coach knows the team better than anyone, and he knows when to trust his guys. And personal philosophy, I will never fault a coach for trusting his players in certain situations. And if Franklin, who eats, sleeps, and breathes 2024 Penn State football for the last calendar year, thought that it would be best for them to go drive down the field and, you know, in the event of an interception, worst case, Notre Dame struggled with the kicking game all year, really up until the Sugar Bowl they had struggled with the kicking game. I mean, I think it was a calculated risk. Hindsight's 20/20. It looks like a horrible move in the rear view, but, I mean, credit to Coach Franklin. He trusted his guys, and, you know, Aller couldn't get the job done. I think that's definitely more on Aller than it is on Franklin. But then again, I mean, Coach Franklin said it in the press conference, you can look at one play and blame the whole game on that, but really there are 12 to 16 plays per game where there's either a crucial penalty or there's a bad interception or blown coverage or, you know, a hold that doesn't get called or whatever the case may be. So I don't think that one is on Coach Franklin. And I think, honestly, Marty, I mean, you know, you're in these big moments. You're playing game after game after game. Certain games get more focused and more important than others. I think it's one of those bright light situations where Aller sort of scrambled there at the last minute mentally and just forced a pass he didn't need to force.
Yeah, Nick Douglas with us here. Oxford, Mississippi, our SEC guy and one of our two national college football guys on Sports Overnight America, presented by Geico Insurance and by Rocket Mortgage. Nationally, it'll be big, but can you imagine the numbers in the Midwest? Notre Dame, Ohio State, Carnell Tate's a Chicago kid for Ohio State. Notre Dame has literally a boatload of alums in the Chicago area. And obviously, we're looking at two ballyhooed, blue-blooded college football programs. I can't wait to see the numbers on this game, not only on the scoreboard, but also in terms of the Nielsen ratings. Do you think America is going to embrace this matchup, or is there going to be more of a very heavy kind of a Midwestern heartland pull between Ohio State and Notre Dame? I'm interested to hear.
Yeah, Marty, I think if this game were at Soldier Field, you would definitely see the Midwest embrace it a lot more. But I think with the game being in Atlanta at really the epicenter of SEC activity, you know, this season has been so long. You've had so many big matchups, a lot of big upsets. I mean, let's be real. This is sports is entertainment. And entertainment, this sport this year has been unpredictable and very, very, very entertaining. So, look, I think people nationwide are going to tune in. College football fans, they appreciate the sport. They appreciate good football, irrespective of the team. That's something that this sport has over everything. And, you know, I think you're going to see great ratings across the board. Obviously, you're going to have a lot of jam-packed flights from O'Hare to Atlanta Hartsfield. But, you know, I think this will be tapped in nationally, and you're going to have an awesome game. I hope it's close. Obviously, I have my doubts on that. You know, you don't know which Notre Dame team is going to take the field. But my expectation after covering this team and seeing how Coach Freeman interacts is Marcus is going to have these guys ready, and they're going to go out and show that they're one of the top two teams, perhaps the top one team, irrespective of what the bettors say. They've got the tools in place to do so.
I think when the 12-team playoffs were announced, we assumed there would be SEC representation, if not two teams. That did not happen. Give me 10 seconds here. Who was the most disappointing SEC team, real quick?
Ole Miss, without question. That's a team that should have been in the playoffs, and they got in their own way too many times.
Good job. Nick, I appreciate you, buddy. Have a good time in Atlanta, and we will talk to you during the week. And safe travels, my friend. Good job out of you.
Thank you, Marty. Likewise.
All right. Good job. There you go. Nick Douglas, again, our SEC guy and one of our national guys, along with Mike Griffith. And Zaid, of course, had the kind of north of the Mason-Dixon. He paid attention to the Big Ten, and we kind of had homespun Big 12, and the West Coast obviously became Big Ten territory with no Pac-12, and the ACC, we kind of hodgepodged it together. And of course, we had Giovanna down south in Texas on the Longhorns and SMU and teaming up with Nick Douglas. I tell you, we were blessed. We really were. And we had Tyler, of course, at the Penn State Notre Dame game. Tyler Levine, who's dining with Grandpa tonight, he'll join us tomorrow. So we look forward to that. Really, really appreciate it. All right. Come back. We got a 2-minute drill coming up. A college football year that obviously is going to culminate a week from tonight. Ohio State, Notre Dame. I would love to be a fly on the wall. Can you imagine? I mean, this is a 6 seed and a 5 seed. And throw the seeds out, please. I mean, the seeding system is going to change. It is totally flawed. It makes no sense. It makes zero sense. All right, so we come back, and we will put a bow on it with a 2-minute drill as we count down the kickoff between the Rams and the Minnesota Vikings in Glendale, Arizona. Jeff and Jen, alternating hours. The Rich is here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
All right, we'll just preview some of the things coming up midweek. We're going to look at some college basketball. And I tell you, I rarely archive, go back and look at an archive game this early in the college basketball season. But Saturday, that Iowa State road win over Texas Tech. Now, I understand we come across as an Iowa shill here. Let me tell you something. That win was unbelievable. They were stinking the joint out down in Lubbock. They came back. And that JT Toppin kid's a beast. Had a heck of a game. But Curtis Jones is transferred from Buffalo. Joshua Jefferson, the Vegas kid. I mean, they're just so balanced. Lipsy, their guard, the local kid from Ames, Iowa, has just had a very substandard start. He's coming around. But and then this Keyshawn Gilbert, a wonderful talent. He's a St. Louis kid. So TJ Otzelberger, folks, keep an eye on that team, ranked third in the country. And there's going to be a few hiccups. Tennessee held serve. So Rick Barnes and the Vols hold on to number one. Kansas had a weird game, but it'll be Iowa State and Kansas Wednesday night at Rockin'. They'll raise the roof at Hilton Coliseum, so we look forward to that. Rock Chalk Jayhawkers, when they roll into Ames, they will find it a very hostile crowd in the, I'd like to say, the house that Johnny Orr didn't build, but he certainly, he threw a few logs on the Cyclone fire when he was a coach. I remember Coach Cal saying he was an assistant at Kansas, and he said, we'd go up to Ames, and Johnny Orr would come out kissing babies, the Tonight Show theme, here's Johnny, and the building would rock. And Coach Cal said, we'd be sitting on the bench, and literally you could see the floor vibrate. It was so noisy. One of the noisiest venues you'll find in college hoops. I mean, Cameron Indoors, noisy. Obviously, Allen Fieldhouse. You know, North Carolina. You know, Arkansas back in the day with Nolan Richards. There's some loud buildings, but there is nothing like Hilton Coliseum. It is something else. All right. Great job out of the whole crew. And we'll just give you this. I don't know. Hey, Rams, Vikings, flip a coin. Enjoy the game. This is going to be, in my opinion, obviously a great way to cap the first round, the first weekend, extending into a Monday on ABC ESPN in the National Football League playoffs. Great job out of Dominic Jimenez. Want to thank Zaid Hussein, who checked in on the NFL. He's one of our NFL beat guys, including Big Ten coverage, and Nick Douglas on the SEC and college football. He'll be in Atlanta for us starting on the weekend. All right, I'm Marty Terrell. For the whole crew, enjoy your night. Presented by Rocket Mortgage and RocketMortgage.com and by GEICO. It's Sports Overnight America. Adios.